There isn't a way for you to come in and just leave a rating review. You have to have listened to that 10% first.
Brilliant. So if people know that, then they're going to know when they're reading these reviews that they are real reviews.
Yes. Yes, not paid reviews.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Setti, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
We're back looking at the tabs that appear on the show screen of a podcast. After activity, there are two tabs, comments, and then after that, clips. Now, I've put these together because we've already talked about comments and clips for individual episodes. We talked about those in episodes 16 and 17 of FanZone. Sam, can you tell me what these tabs do at this level, at the show level?
Yeah, this is just simply an aggregation of all the comments that you might have found in individual episodes. We thought it would be a good way for content creators to be able to see all of their comments. They can see this in their dashboard as well. But also users, listeners, fans who might want to go and see what sort of comments have been left for this podcast by other people. Instead of having to go episode by episode to see the comment tab, they can now see an aggregated view, which is what we have here.
And it's the same with clips, isn't it? If clips have been made, you'll see all of the clips for that show.
Correct. Also in the top right-hand corner, you can see the metadata, which is a summary of everyone. So you can see how many comments without payments and how many super comments were made as well, and the total that's been paid to this podcast.
And we've got filter options. What are our options this time?
Date and amount. So you might want to filter it by date. So show me everything in April, May, June, or whatever it may be, or show me everything as an amount. So you might say, only show me super comments in effect. That's what it would filter it out. It would take all the non-paid comments out from that list view.
Yeah. So both of these, comments more so than clips, although I guess clips could be useful for this, are useful for listeners to, new listeners perhaps, to have a little look at what other people, how they've been reacting to the show. And then the third tab along is reviews, which is what we're used to looking at in more traditional podcast apps. So there we can see how many stars and actual reviews that the show has had. Pretty self-explanatory. We can sort by published date or highest rated.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And again, the metadata is up the top there as well. I have a question though, Sam. I'm not quite sure how you leave a review for an episode. I'm very pleased to say lots of people have left ratings and reviews, but I haven't looked into how to do it myself. How do you do it?
So we've made it slightly different to other apps. So if you went to Apple, you don't even have to listen to the show and you can leave a rating, which I think is wrong. On Spotify, you have to listen to, I think, 5 seconds of a episode, and then they will allow you to leave a review or rating. We decided that you have to listen to 10% of a show before you can leave a rating or a review. So what happens is you play an episode. If you go beyond the 10%, when you stop listening to that episode, we will pop up a window that says, would you like to leave a rating or a review? If you choose not to at that time, that's fine. What you can then do is go to the episode more icon and there will be a rating and review menu option available for you there. Because we know you've listened to that show more than 10%, and therefore you click on it and it will bring the pop-up window to leave a rating or review. If you've not listened to 10%, then you cannot leave a rating or review, and there will be no option after the episode either to come in and leave one. There isn't a way for you to come in and just leave a rating or review. You have to have listened to that 10% first.
Brilliant. So if people know that, then they're going to know when they're reading these reviews that they are real reviews.
Yes. Yes. Not paid reviews, not somebody who's come in and asked them to be leave a review, even if they haven't listened to the episode.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of Fan Zone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.